What's the latest update that that you've been receiving from city officials?
Well, I'm just hearing Dan Robin, Brian. We just had a town hall meeting with police and all the other first responders, about 100 residents who obviously are anxious to find out what's happened to their homes. The police and fire have been going around and doing an inventory of homes that are in pretty good shape and those that are not, and letting the residents.
I'm listening to you on crank radio because we have no generator. Try heating up your coffee with a propane tank in the morning.
Local Government Minister Desmond McKenzie says the majority of schools used for shelters over the last few days should be opened today. He says all schools will return to full operation no later than Monday.
Majority of shelters by 2 o'clock today will be deactivated.
What did you say to the President of the United States, and what did he say to you?
I basically told him we had an incredible crisis here, and that his flying over in Air Force One does not do it justice. And that I have been all around this city, and I am very frustrated because we are not.
Chances are you know something about the tornadoes and hurricanes behind the stories in each of these samples of local radio. Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans there, the on-air phone call to a radio station that got the attention of the world. Hurricane Matthew and others in the Caribbean there on radio in Jamaica. And the tornadoes around Ottawa, September 21st. News of the storms reaches us here at the same time it reaches people living in their paths. But once the storm hits and the lights go out, the meaning of the story changes drastically. I'm Paul Cross. This is Cross Talk, commentary and analysis. High winds and heavy rain, or high winds and freezing rain, have fairly predictable outcomes. Electricity is likely to fail. For news consumers far away from the areas hit by the storm, traveling reporters will continue to report the news, and there's a rule for that kind of news. But I'm much more interested in the information available to people trapped by the storm. Where do people turn for news, for vital information, when there's no electricity, without television, internet, without the ability to charge mobile phones? Where can they get reliable local information? The obvious answer is radio, local radio. This is 580 CFRA in Ottawa, the day after the September 21st tornadoes.
I've lived in Ottawa all my life, and I've never seen anything like this.
Well, I was talking to people earlier, John, and said, you know, I've been up here 20 years, and when you do hear about it, it hits in the West End. But this is going straight across the South End at Arlington, Trend, Craig Henry, into the Paul Anka McCarthy area. And now you're telling me up towards where the big Greenboro Library is?
Yeah, it's a bit north of there, so it'd be in South Keys, in places like Brenda and Pebble Crescent, and then a little bit further up as you get into what would be called Greenboro. So kind of along a straight swath.
This is one of the things local radio does best. In a time of local crisis, no one knows the local community, services, facilities, locations, intersections, and the people, elected councillors, mayors, and other representatives, and the service leaders, police, fire, emergency measures organization, business, and service agency organizers and volunteers, like the people at the local radio stations. If you have a battery-powered radio, or a wind-up radio, or can get to a radio in a car, you can stay connected. Listeners know that local radio is connected with all of that, and they expect that local radio will serve them. Radio has been doing this for nearly 100 years. Yet there's not a lot of research about how people in local radio do this. There does tend to be a lot of research and analysis about national news coverage of crisis events in particular cities. New Orleans and Katrina is a prime example. But that's about the news that went out to the wider world, not about the local information made available to local people wanting information such as, where can I get food today? Is there any clean water available? This is local radio's domain. It's an area of great interest to me and the subject of my ongoing research. The first big issue I ever covered as a young radio newscaster and reporter was a flood. I've reported in and on more local emergencies than I can name. Constant in all of the coverage is the dedication of local radio news workers. In 2015, I conducted a national survey of radio news workers across Canada. I was asking about their experiences in covering local emergencies, in which significant populations were left without electricity for extended periods of time. 46 radio news workers participated. Every single one of them told me they consider it their civic duty to do all they can to keep listeners informed during a local crisis. 100%. Not just their job or what they're expected to do, but their civic duty. The biggest threat to their ability to do that well? It's not social media, fragmentation of audiences, media habits, or technology. It's the boss. The biggest perceived threat to Canadian radio's ability to continue to be able to meet the community's needs in a time of crisis is downsizing. Cuts to staff and other resources, ordered either locally by the boss or by the corporation that happens to own the radio station. So while it's encouraging to hear stations such as 580 CFRA in Ottawa and 1310 News at certain times going all out on coverage of the September tornadoes, there are also signs that some of the ability of some stations is compromised. Perhaps because resources have been cut, perhaps because the boss won't spring for resources in times of need. One of those radio stations still ran a syndicated U.S. college football show the day after the storms. One of the two news talk style radio stations in Wilmington, North Carolina, was still running syndicated national political talk shows with no local news and afternoon drive time while the flood was still raging. The other seemed to forget entirely about the flood after 9 o'clock the next morning, going back to regional political talk. In Toronto, listeners have been remarkably well served by local radio during recent emergencies. The case of News Talk 1010 and the ice storm of 2013 is perhaps the best example. News Talk 1010, AM 640, and 680 News were all outstanding during the great North American power failure of 2003, when 50 million people in Canada and the U.S. were without electricity for several days. Those performances bear closer examination. That's for separate future episodes. For now, this question. Which local radio station where you are actively reminds listeners, in a time of crisis, we will be here for you? Which station reminds you of that before there is a crisis? Which local station tells the broader community, in a local emergency, we will be here for you? We will report the developing story, send reporters around the community, open the phones for you, and we will stay on the air. That's one of the unique and powerful points about radio. In both our technology and our output, we have an underlying imperative. We absolutely must keep this radio station broadcasting on the air. That's a point I'll pursue in a future episode. This is Crosstalk. I'm Paul Cross. I study and I teach radio.